We're going to talk a little footy now with Mike Leach, TFC reporter for 680 News. Yes, TFC loses again, and their injuries continue to mount. Mike, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, you know, this is getting to be a very familiar story, and I know, Mike, it's early, and I know they were in similar positions the last couple of years and still rocketed up the standings, but how concerning is this with another loss tonight in New England?
I think it has to be, you know, fairly concerning in some respects because, as you say, they've been through this situation before, but the problem this time is that they're badly battered with injuries. And they're starting to get a few guys back. You saw Chris Mavinga back tonight, and certainly he was a difference maker at the back because in the first half, they weren't very good at the back. A lot of holes there and giving up the two goals in the first half and the goal early in the second half. So I think there's a little bit of cause for concern. But, you know, as we, you know, as within the NBA, you were talking about Dwayne Casey earlier, you say that the NBA season, it doesn't really start until Christmas Day. And I think for MLS, it doesn't, the season really doesn't kick into high gear until, say, mid-July. The Seattle Sounders, the last couple of years, have been in last place or very close to last place in the Western Conference going into June and July, and they've found a way to make the MLS Cup Finals. So certainly for TFC, you don't want to see the teams that you're battling for position with in the Eastern Conference, New England being one of those teams, getting too far up the road. And, you know, it is, I think New England's on 17 points now, so they're 10 points ahead of TFC. Obviously, TFC is going to need to start making up ground at some point soon. But at this point, I don't think, I would be slightly concerned, but I wouldn't be hitting any panic buttons.
Okay, that's fair enough. How about the way, though, they continue to start the games, getting down 2-0 on the road and just not being able to work their way back into this one, Mike? I know Greg Vanney talked about, I read some of his post-game comments, and he wasn't pleased from that perspective because that's something, regardless how the team is playing, just appears not to be ready to get out of the gate, and that's something we haven't seen from TFC in the past two seasons, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, and it's been a bit of a problem for the team this year. It really hurt them badly in the Champions League final against Chivas, getting down within the first 2 minutes of that game. They've gotten down early against Colorado this year. It's a bit of an epidemic that the team doesn't seem like it's ready to get off the mark from the opening kickoff, and you really, really put yourself in a very tough spot when you're two goals down 7 minutes into the game. It becomes a bit too much of an uphill climb. They knew this was going to be an uphill battle from the beginning, just based with the lineup that they have. But when you put yourself 2-0 behind inside the first 10 minutes, it takes a really tough job and turns it into almost an impossible job.
That's indeed the case. Mike Leach with us from 680 News. I'm Roger Lajoie. TFC loses 3-2 to the New England Revolution as their struggles in MLS play continue. Mike, you know, I think you've made it clear, you know, it's a long way to go and not to be terribly concerned, and they get things straightened out. I'm curious, though, in terms of, like, the length of time of some of the injuries, because quite frankly, for the casual fan like myself, it's pretty tough to keep track of how many guys are expected. What's the latest, maybe you can summarize in a Reader's Digest version of, you know, how many significant injuries they're still dealing with and when they can expect to at least get back to some degree of more regular health from the kind of team we're going to see in the second half of the season, hopefully.
Do you have an hour?
No, but you can do it in 15 minutes, maybe.
I think they had about eight guys that were not available for the start of this game. Now, Chris Mavinga is back from injury, and he looked fairly good. I know there were a lot of people who felt that he maybe should have started this game. The problem with doing that is that Mavinga's only played about 45 minutes in the last 2 months. And to expect him to go 60 or 90 minutes tonight just would have been too much. So it was easing him back into the lineup. But he comes back. Gregory Vanderweel was out. Victor Vasquez is not 100% coming off of the injury that he suffered on Wednesday night. It was a fairly minor injury, but still injured nonetheless. He was coming back from a long-term injury. Drew Moore, you're looking at another 2 to 3 months out. Nick Haglund and Eric Zavaleta are getting close. Josy Altidore, you're looking at another month to a month and a half. So, yeah, you got a couple of guys who are close, but every time it seems like this team gets close to getting someone back or actually gets someone back, someone else goes down. So, and that's maybe a cause for concern for Greg Vanney and his coaching staff as things go forward. But, you know, the conditions that this team's had to play under so far this season with the pitch at BMO Field being really soft, it's caused maybe a few more muscle issues. Now that the weather is getting warmer and drier, or at least we expect that it will be getting warmer and drier, then I think you can expect that some of those little injuries, particularly the muscle injuries in the leg, to maybe the legs to not be such an issue.
Mike, is one thing that maybe will be different this year in TFC's challenge to work their way back, you know, make up that 10 points on New England, get in a playoff spot, or, you know, compete for the top again, although they're already 15 points back of Atlanta United, but it's still early in the season. But to make that move up is part and parcel of it, and I know they faced it to a certain extent last year because they went to the MLS Cup final before finally winning it last year. So they've been a powerhouse team for 2 years now, but it seems like they've really got a target on their back, do they not, with other teams in this league? And when you look at teams like Atlanta, Columbus, and New York City Football Club having outstanding starts on top of that, maybe the road's going to be a little bit tougher this year because there are maybe better teams in the East we've seen in the last couple seasons?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the East is... it's the beast right now, for lack of a better term. And New York City's a very good team. Atlanta's a good team. These teams will go through slumps. This is not like the Premier League or La Liga where teams will just run through the entire season with, you know, two or three losses. Those teams will go through spells where they will suffer some injuries. But certainly, when you get 15 points behind, it's going to be very tough to catch those teams without question. And they do have a target on their back. They are the defending champions, and this is a thing that teams go through. You're no longer hunting down teams in front of you. You are the hunted. Seattle came to Toronto, yes, with an undermanned squad, but they came with a very, very clear purpose in that game. And I know it wasn't pretty. It was cynical. They parked the bus, I guess, for lack of a better term, in deciding that they were just going to defend heavily and try and make things very physical and uncomfortable for TFC and catch TFC on the counter, which they did, and they scored a couple of goals out of it. They ended up walking away from Toronto with a win. And that's part of, I guess, going through this, continuing to mature into the role of being the champion, the hunted. You're getting everybody's best punch. You're getting coaches who are game planning for you very, very heavily. And sometimes that game plan, I mean, Seattle defended largely with 9 for most of the night. 9 of their 11 or 10 outfield players were playing heavy in defense. It's very tough to break down. And when you have the injuries that they have, TFC, that is, guys like Altidore to create a moment, it's going to be tough to find some wins here.
Now, one advantage, though, a couple of games coming up at home, 3 of the next 5 at BMO Field, including the next 2 against Orlando City and FC Dallas. Got to believe, too, you know, Mike, one of the things this team has been able to do in the last couple of years is to make BMO Field such a difficult place for teams to play. And it's easy enough to notice this year they've lost all 4 games and not picked up any points in the road game. So talk about the importance of really taking advantage of the home portion of the schedule now.
It's huge. I mean, winning on the road in this league is hard. To have a plus 500 record in MLS is not an easy feat. So the next few home games are going to be huge, starting next Friday night against Orlando. And they've, you know, for a team that's so badly battered with injuries right now, they're going to be without Sebastian Jovinko on Friday night now as well because of the red card that he picked up tonight.
Yeah,
it was a silly red card. And, yep. Yeah, and he deserved it. You can't put your hands on the face of an opponent. And it was a selfish play. And it puts the team in a very, very tough position because they could absolutely use his quality in terms of scoring goals, particularly at home. And he's not available because of, you know, a momentary lapse of reason, I guess. And yeah, so that it that home run starts off with a game that's going to be against a very, very tough opponent in Orlando City, and you don't have your you know, arguably one of your best players, arguably your best player, available for that game. So yeah, it's huge, and they're, you know, a little bit behind the eight ball with the injuries and a needless suspension.
Yes, a tough one. Giovinco tossed from the game late today. They lose 3-2 to New England on top of that. Now have home games coming up against Orlando City next Friday, May 18th, 8 o'clock. Following Friday against FC Dallas at BMO Field. And TFC still 10 points out of a playoff spot, but long way to go in the season. Hopefully some of the walking wounded get back into this lineup and help this team soon. Mike Leach, TFC reporter, 680 News, joining us to chat about the continuing woes in the MLS for TFC. Mike, always great to have you on the show. Let's do it again soon, my friend. Thanks.
Thanks. Looking forward to it, Raj.